Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's something else we have to get to with Daryl here. I continue to come back to, I feel almost like I'm the arbiter of like what is, what I think is logical to critique Shador on and what is not. Because I am Switzerland. And it's funny because JP and I joke about this, that I get conflated with being a Shahonk, as it were. And I'm like, no, I'm a Browns fan now who's rooting for Shador to succeed. But like, and I think what the ultimate glow up is, he is in a quarterback battle with only one quarterback that I genuinely think is a good quarterback in Joe Flacco. So like, it's not hard for me to be like, Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders. I just don't know how I feel about this one. But if you had taken like Jackson Dart and Shador, I might feel differently. Or if you'd taken Cam Ward at one and then Shador fell and you took him, I'm going to go with Cam Ward, right? But there's something about turning this into an entourage conversation that does feel a little bit left of center to like, we might be carrying this a bit too far.
Yeah, I think there's room for critique, obviously, when we talk about these things. I think there's something beyond he's 23 and he's young and he's dumb. Like, it definitely plays a majority of the role in this entire conversation. I don't think it's an entourage problem. I don't think anybody was going out there and being like, yeah, Shador, do it, go 101.
I think there actually might have been. I think one of his friends, I don't know if they were racing alongside each other, although if you watch the body cam footage, it sure seemed like whoever he was driving next to might have been going 92. So I don't know if he knew them or not. Yeah, there's been people who think that maybe they were, and maybe they were racing alongside each other, which is just, again, just for the record, wouldn't do that. That is a youthful mistake where you don't realize what you're doing. You don't understand maybe the danger that you're causing or creating yourself or anybody else.
So is this in addition to his girlfriend that got pulled over with him?
Oh, that's right, because there was a girl in the car.
There was a girl in the car in front of him.
Yes.
So they gave the ticket to Shador, and they said, you're going 92. I'm not going to hand you both the ticket since you're together. And that doesn't, I mean, it would make sense if I wanted to.
No, I think that was the one I was talking about.
Yeah, so his girlfriend's alongside of him. I mean, you're basically, if you're Daryl, then you're telling Shador, what are you dating her for? She's going 92 behind you, 92 alongside of you. Like, that doesn't.
In fairness, she's being responsible. More responsible.
More responsible.
Yeah, I was going to say, being responsible going 92. Not good. If only she could have gone 92.3. Okay. Do you have a problem with his entourage?
Not really. I think for the character that he is, it doesn't really bother me. Like, he's a big media star who got that way at a young age. I think that's usually what happens.
We tend to have a lot of problems in this town with entourages. And I'm going to chalk it up to the fact that we're a blue-collar town. And in fairness, I mean, Johnny Manziel traveled with an entourage, and that was a huge part of it. I think Josh Gordon, when he was younger, had an entourage. Even though LeBron's entourage ended up all being incredibly successful businessmen, they are the reason we didn't have Braylon Edwards after a certain point, because the dust-up between Braylon and, I don't even remember which one of the LeBron acolytes it was. It's so many of what's been said about Shador's friends gets applied to Shador's camp. And I guess when it comes to just entourages in general, I don't know a lot of young athletes that don't have now, not everyone has a cameraman following them around. I heard Boog was at the celebrity softball game. I think that's who it was last night. I heard he had a cameraman there. I'm assuming it was Boog. I just don't get that. I understand the criticisms of the pre-draft process. I do. But like when Daryl ventures into surround yourself with people that aren't chasing a paycheck, it's like, well, every athlete's got somebody on the dime, man. Like at some point, this is like we're talking about speeding. Do you think that Boog was texting him and being like, "Go faster," right? Kind of right. Like what you said about the female friend. Like, I don't know, man. Like, there's just part of the framing of this that does bug me because it's I don't want to say fair or unfair. It's just like guys, if he fails, it's going to be because he didn't learn his lessons from the pre-draft process. It's not going to be because of this. It's not going to be because of speeding.
Yeah, it's not going to be that. It's not going to be everybody around him. Obviously, you know, good eggs, bad eggs around you. It's his job to weed those out. And most athletes, I think, that come with an entourage, you figure out pretty quickly, did they not? It has nothing to do with that. He's got a heavy foot. He wanted to go 101, got caught doing it, wanted to go whatever else he was driving, 95 or whatever it ended up being the week before. I got caught doing that.
It's could have been 92.3.
Yeah, probably was. But you did it once. That was stupid. For me, you did it twice. Now it's really dumb. This is a point where it's kind of like you could pick up 7 speeding tickets. It's never going to stop you from being a quarterback. But I think early on in the battle, you continue to have this happen, knowing how public they're going, that's where it becomes a problem.
I sure never sped back-to-back weeks or got...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Speeding tickets back to back. They just weren't excessive speeding tickets. I couldn't afford those, and I knew that. Now, that said, 216-474-0092. Daryl surmising that the entourage is part of the problem with Shador, I disagree with it. I think his father's involvement might be the bigger issue here and allowing Shador to branch out on his own. But listen, so that's a take I disagree with. Here's a take that Daryl had where, you know, the morning boys, they do like to pop into power rankings. Well, Daryl, they were talking about barbecuing. They were talking about, hosting barbecue parties for people at the station. And I will say, if I didn't like the word of encouragement for Shador, I really don't love his power rankings of people at the station he'd invite to a cookout.
Mythical, hypothetical cookout list invitees. Let's go.
Invitees. Power rankings.
I would go Anthony Lima.
Okay.
Because he just, it's Lima. The
conversation.
100%. Yeah. He'd have a lot to bring to the table.
He came to my girl's graduation party. It was great. He did a little mingling.
Jeff Thomas.
Okay.
Ken Carmen. Although, I would have to make sure that we had enough for multiple courses.
So we're down to either. It's either Nick or me. It sounds like.
And Nick Wilson. Wow. Nick Wilson's top of the list. He's number one on the list because, again, we're family.
Yeah. So, okay. We like that. All right. That's the best part of the list right there. Not the best part of the list. I would bet if you let Nick Wilson wins the Mega Millions is up to $290 million, something like that. I win that. I would turn around and bet on good odds that there's not a shot in hell if Daryl had a barbecue, he'd invite half the list that he put there. Now, if we're talking about the power rankings of it, they might eventually get invites. They get the first five invites. I think Daryl was pandering a little bit to his surroundings there.
Pander your way up there, big boy.
Fair? I know you're trying your delicate water here because you got Daryl on your show. You don't want any more dust-ups with the morning boys. Anybody else hear the shenanigans here?
So I think putting you at the top of the list was the right call. Because
we've literally been... He's been to my barbecue. It would be the ultimate, like... It would be the ultimate chicanery if you then wouldn't put me there.
Yeah, I mean, what is the qualifications? How did we even get here? How did we get to the people I'd invite to my cookout? Like,
in fairness, I think this stems from Spencer still really upset that I said he's not burger worthy. He's not like somebody I just like invite over for a burger. And I mean, just earn it, Spencer. That's just what I would say. Like, if you just you're hearing you're not burger worthy. I'm telling you, you're not burger worthy yet.
It's right there.
And here's the difference is I work with JP. JP, listen, Daryl gets the perma invite. He is family. I've known him since I was 9 years old. There's just no other way around it. JP would have to be next because he's my best friend of the station and we work together every day. But like Daryl doesn't work with Ken and Lima every day. Like that's where it was like, come on now. Like I have to invite if I invite JP, I have to invite Jake and Mac. And by the way, I think all three guys, I'd feel totally comfortable at the house. I'd love to have them out. I would. But like, come on. There, I mean, like,
I think you should honestly feel disrespected.
I don't think Ken or Lima is going to be a good hang at a barbecue. I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm not trying to start a fight on Friday. They got the day off here. Like. Jeff Phelps, I think, adds something to the ambiance of the party. He can do a lot of the small talk and bring something. I think Baskin, that dough-hearted so-and-so, would be fantastic at a barbecue. I think Owen is incredibly conversational. Another great barbecue get, right? I think Ken and Lima would just sit off by themselves and talk smack about everybody else. That's what they do when we have meetings here.
Like I said, I think you should feel disrespected. He made up for it, and he was like, yeah, Nick would be top of the list. You're still the fourth name he mentioned, by the way. Was it like, I'm having a cookout, Nick Wilson's got to be there?
I think he was doing it in order of operations, though. I think last means first.
Is that how that was going? Yeah. I don't think that's how he did it.
Do you want to know if I would invite you to the burger?
Nope.
The BBQ?
Nope.
No?
Don't even want to know.
I mean, I think you're Mexican bowl lunch worthy, right? I don't know if that's quite burger worthy. We went to lunch together, guys. That's what I'm trying to say. I just forgot what the damn thing I had. Burrito bowl. That's what we had. Where it's hard. Nick Smart. You want to know? You don't want to know? You want to know? You don't want to know.
I feel like right where you are right now, I'm teetering. Mm. And I feel okay knowing that I'm somewhere near teetering.
Mm.
I think that's an up. Always trying to do better. I know. I'll take the opposite approach of Spencer. I just know I have to get there.
Radu on Twitter also saying, why were you last on the barbecue invite list? You go from 5 to 1. You don't start at 1.
I don't think that's how Ken and Anthony do it.
Well, they do it wrong. you can't say Shador is just a fifth-round pick just when it suits your argument. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.